Hi, welcome everyone to another episode of the SharePoint Sideshow. Today we're going to be talking about SharePoint claims-based security. And with me today I have Mark and Altaf, who are going to go through and show us some really cool features of claims-based security, tell us what it's about, and show us what can be done. Welcome, guys.
All right. Hey, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. We like having an opportunity to share some quality content here with your Channel 9 audience. And what we've done here is we've collapsed this down into, you know, kind of a quick session here, about 10 minutes, and we're kind of calling it waypoints of interest. So instead of claims end-to-end in all the different scenarios and so on and so forth, we're basically saying, let's look at some focus areas that will help maybe with, you know, some implementations that are out there, okay?
Good.
And then we got Altaf here. So we're both from Microsoft Consulting Services, and, you know, we're going to walk you through, you know, what, you know, some lessons learned and some kind of general guidance that that we have here as a result.
So this is interesting because you're not only just teaching this, you actually do this at customer site, and this is the learnings that you're sharing today.
That's right, yeah. So definitely some lessons learned here, no question. And we think it's probably applicable to just about any implementation of claims. So we've got a ton of great material on MSDN and TechNet and different blogs and so on and so forth. But what we're doing here today is trying to fill in some of the gaps.
Good, let's see it.
All right, sounds good. So the agenda is going to be quick. Claims overview real fast, you know, just to kind of give a quick primer for the rest of the audience. Then we're going to get into mostly demo work and really kind of drill down into what I would call these waypoints of interest, okay? And we'll, you know, kind of talk a little bit about instrumentation debug, an augmentation component in SharePoint, which you'll see in the demo. But I think we just, for sake of time, kind of get into the demos as quick as possible and make more good use out of that time. First thing I want to do, Paul, is talk through some key terms. So what we have found in the field is a lot of times, you know, we don't want you to gloss over these terms. These are very important terms right here. Identity, who you are, Paul, your claim, you know, admin for Building 20, whatever it may be. That's the claim part. But we've noticed that with working with teams that if they don't have a true understanding of these terms, there's some uncertainty and discussions and so on and so forth. And that'll just add time to the project, right? You don't really need, you know, this education piece. So take the time, learn the terms, and that'll help go a long ways really with the implementation. Now, I want to draw attention to two key things, which is the WS Star family of specifications, web service specifications. In particular, WS Federation, which is a subset of the Trust specification. So read those. It's a consortium of people. Microsoft is just one of many playing a key role, essentially, in those standards and specs. And that'll help basically kind of educate the team and kind of get a good handle on some of the different term sets, because there are variations essentially due to the consolidation of specifications over time. Okay?
Good.
So what are claims? So, you know, in IT, we're used to two kind of broadly used claims, identity, Paul, and a group claim, membership of something or another, right? But claims in SharePoint actually extends that significantly by allowing pretty much any arbitrary claim, right? So you can basically say your location in Washington, maybe this building here, blood type, citizenship, whatever it may be, can all be used to work with SharePoint in terms of some access control policy or protecting resources that that are basically managed by claims, okay? So the data flow real quick, I mean, it looks a little bit more complex, but basically it's a collection of 302 redirects. So Paul here is trying to get into a SharePoint site, okay? And SharePoint is redirecting because of this trust relationship with this identity provider. And through another 302 redirect, Paul gets in based on claims and name identifier and a bunch of attributes that are configured as part of this configuration, okay? We're gonna also jump into a very important piece called claims augmentation. So if the identity provider does not have all the claims, all the attributes needed for the access control policies, SharePoint has a component called the augmentation piece, which then can then reach out into another data set and augment the claims for additional security scenarios, okay? This is another kind of important piece here that that we've learned. So let's say we've got this token. I mean, once you get it all set up and working, and how do you use claims in SharePoint, all right? So I've got this name identifier, John in this case, and these claims. So I've created a SharePoint group called US Team, and the permission levels are reader. I've got another group here called Engineering, which is a contributor, essentially. So it's OR logic with the claims. So your location's Canada, but your citizenship is the US. If either one of those are true, you will get in and have this kind of experience here, or get into these protected resources. This one's a little bit easier with engineering, right? That one's true. So you get into, let's say, the engineering document library as a contributor. So that's kind of how the claims are used. They're mapped to SharePoint groups. So kind of important piece there. So let's jump over to the demo and look at claims end to end.
Good.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks, Paul, for having us over here. I'm Altaf Gilani, Senior Consultant with Microsoft Enterprise Services, and I will quickly walk you through the claims end-to-end demo. So this environment is already set to do a claims end-to-end demo, wherein we have a custom provider, a custom STS, which is configured. The name is Custom Identity Provider here. This is just for testing purpose, and there are numerous advantages of doing a custom STS because if your enterprise identity provider is not ready at that point, then you would want to go to a custom STS route so that you would configure SharePoint accordingly. So here is the typical sign-in page when you have more than one provider. In this case, we have Windows Authentication and a custom identity provider. So before going into that, I've already enabled HTTP watch, and I have started recording the steps that would go through. So this would kind of mimic the data flow diagram, which Mark just pointed out in the previous slide. So let me click onto that. And as you can see, the data has started already flowing from SharePoint to the custom identity provider, which is 56567. As you can see, it has sent the realm, and now it's going to the login page. This identity provider does an auto login, and it sends the claim back to SharePoint. So as you can see, this is a very important thing. This is what is configured on the STS side, or on the STS side to send it back to SharePoint. And this is where the claim token has been passed. So if you see the post data on that particular URL, and if you click on this WR result, you can easily copy that and bring up Visual Studio or any XML editor, and then paste the data coming back in. And this is what the claim token is all. So as you can see, we have got some claims like the role is a manager, and also the identity of that person, which is, in this case, test user 777. So we have got two claims that are coming up, the identity and the role. And this is very important from debugging perspective. You can see the token lifetime and stuff like that. This helps you to set the logon cache expiration window, which is very important. Otherwise, you would see yourself getting into an infinite loop. So the time period between the expiry date, which is sometimes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you need to set those logon expiration cache window within that time period. So you can use this for debugging purpose. Let's see. Okay, so now it has already taken back into the site. And as you can see, we have this SharePoint claims web part. This is another instrumentation piece that is usually used. And this has come out from Steve Peschka's work. So you can visit his blog and get that sample code. And as you can see, the following were the claims that has come out through. And we have added two more pieces of augmentation, which is the reader and the writer value. Again, credit goes to Steve for the augmentation provider too, so you can visit his blog to get onto the details of that. But you can see we have done some augmentation here. So let me get it back over to Mark.
All right. So what we want to do is kind of just do a quick end-to-end data flow. You saw it. Now, some tips around setting up claims, Paul, because it's one of those things where, you know, there's some very critical pieces here that you have to provide to the security infrastructure team, and you may not have access to everything. So they're going to ask you, what do I need to configure this interface, right? So it's pretty easy, and not all identity providers will support like WS Federation as a protocol. So they need to know that, right? Because it may force an adjustment in the security infrastructure to enable this. And then you've got basically claim values. What are you using for identity? What are you using for access rights? The endpoint URLs, Altaf pointed that out, with the trust directory, realm, which is like partner ID, because you may have n number of federation partners that you're working with, and then perhaps a certificate chain. So you need all the certificates hooked together to kind of just to complete the configuration package. And then configuring the trusted identity token issuer, right, basically uses these, configures SharePoint to use these, as well as the identity provider. And then, of course, we put in red here, pay attention to the token lifetime, because the assertion is valid for a certain window. That's the transmission of the token. And then the token itself is valid for a window of time, too. So this has tripped a number of people up, we've noticed in the field, so keep an eye on that. And it'll make it a lot easier. Instrumentation debug, we talked a little bit about that. Fiddler or HTTP watch, because the browser is an instrumental piece with SSO here, right? So grabbing the data that you saw here through HTTP watch can be extremely useful. We have seen some identity providers that sometimes don't pass nodes in if the values are blank. We've seen some identity providers pass the nodes in with no values, so, and that can trip up your configuration on the SharePoint side. So things like that have to kind of, the only way to really look at that is through the browser. IDP logging through, let's say you're using ADFS or Ping Federate or whatever it may be, make sure that the request is actually getting there. And then RP, which is the relying party or SharePoint in the ULS logs. And so there's a lot of different ways to kind of to extract information out when you kind of hit that access denied page, because chances are, first time you set it up, you're not going to get in right away. There's case sensitivity issues with the configuration, and then, okay, where do you look in order to sort it out, okay? So let's have a quick look at the setup.
So we have seen already some kind of instrumentation piece, so before getting into that, let's look at the setup. We have this PowerShell script. I'm using a PowerGUI script editor, pretty nice tool for writing PowerShell. It has IntelliSense as well. So this is a script. We might be sharing this script in our next article at the SharePoint IT Pro magazine for claims end-to-end. But this script pretty much sets up claims into an environment. As you can see, it can take in trusted. It's driven by an XML file, and this XML file has a series of chain of certificate and the necessary information in the mapping. In this case, we are setting up an ADFS identity provider with email address and role. So let's quickly run this particular script, and as you can see, it has set up the necessary stuff for setting up this identity provider. Let's go into the central administration and look at the web application's default provider. So this is where you would get the list of identity provider associated with that particular web app. And as you can see, we already had Windows authentication and a custom test provider enabled. So you would be seeing a third identity provider, which is ADFS. So the moment you click on that and say save, and if you go back to the site, let me quickly clear out the cookies so that can bring us back to the sign-in page. Might take a little while. So while this is getting me to the sign-in page, let's look at some diagnostic logging information for instrumentation purpose. So if you go to monitoring in central administration, the important thing is under SharePoint Foundation, you need to click on claims authentication for logging purpose, and that is very, very essential. So if you go to a product like ULS Viewer and look into, or you know, filter down by the category claims, you can see all the claims instrumentation that are coming out, and this is very important from debugging perspective. So this was another tip for instrumentation perspective. Let's see if the it's still taking a while to load, but this was so from instrumentation perspective, HTTP watch, the SharePoint logging, and also the IDP logging. So that's what we have covered. Let's look at claims augmentation from Mark.
Yeah. So this is one thing where it's not necessarily applicable to every implementation, right? It's only in cases where you need to augment the claims, or the identity provider may not have access to all the attributes, right? So maybe just passing the identity through some sort of federation connection with another partner. And SharePoint has a component to reach out, augment the claims with some additional data, or you may need to do some sort of computation on the claims you have. So the scenario is, say I've got some resources that are protected, maybe age 65 or older, so it's somewhat dynamic, right? So how do you tie that to a SharePoint group? The way you do it is through augmentation and handling the calculation there before it actually gets to SharePoint. Okay, so that's something we wanted to point out there. Fires for all providers, and you know, again, it definitely is a very valuable piece when you need it.
Cool. Okay.
Let's quickly look into the code for augmentation provider. And again, we would give credits to Steve Peshkar's blog for his augmentation provider code, so you can take a look at his blog. But a couple of important things when you get into that code is the important function is the fill claims for entity. So this is where you get in control of that identity, and based on that, you can either, based on your scenario, you can get whatever claims that you want to augment. In this case, we are augmenting the role. So we are getting the role for that particular user, and then we are adding those additional roles to that particular claim. And in this is also the same place where you can do some people picker stuff for that particular provider, wherein you need to do the fill search function, wherein you would pick the right entity for that particular provider and then resolve that entity. So that's a very important function. So two important functions, fill claim entity and a fill search. So those you can focus on for the augmentation provider, and rest you can look into Steve's blog for how to set it up.
Yeah, we have one project that I know of where without the augmentation, it would have been game over. So it would have been one of those things where SharePoint just wasn't a fit within the security infrastructure. So fortunately it was there, and we're able to use it and kind of just kind of save the day, more or less, right? So anyway, that's a kind of a quick and dirty of claims end-to-end and some of the waypoints that we wanted to kind of draw some attention to. You know, I think it is a new way of kind of looking at security in SharePoint, kind of giving you some additional kind of configuration opportunities and supporting additional scenarios around security. So hope that's helped.
Great, thanks guys.
Yeah.
So. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the SharePoint Sideshow. I know security and claims is a big topic to handle, and this was a super brief kind of introduction. But it was interesting to see the different techniques to debugging and know that it's not impossible to debug and that people have got this working and it does work.
Yeah.
But go ahead and check out the show notes for details to links to more information. And thank you guys for coming, and hope you enjoyed the show.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.